Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They did it the same way they've worked their way through the playoffs, and that's by playing great team basketball, moving the ball, and playing hard. How difficult does that sound, Andy?
It sounds like basketball 101, doesn't it?
It does. And it's kind of weird to watch. You know, you look at the guys they have on their team. Is Halliburton a special player? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Pascal Siakam?
Yeah.
And who else? Nobody. They have good, solid NBA players who play the game the right way. I like Miles Turner. They've been wanting to trade Miles Turner. You've heard rumors since the Miles got into the league.
Obi Toppin a little bit, although I got worried when he had the ball on the last, when they were taking the ball down the floor.
Obi's not special. He's on his second team. He's a great guy coming off the bench.
He gave you 17 points off the bench last night. Nembhard's okay. Pretty good, too.
Oh, they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, who are your stars?
Could they be special on any given day? Yeah. But an entire season, no, none of them are.
I think they're pro basketball players.
They're not in the same league as Halliburton, but those guys can give you. But Siakam can too. But those guys can give you a great night's performance. Sure.
Sure. If you're a pro basketball player, you can. But doing it night after night after night separates you. They haven't needed that. They just play as a team, as a unit. And to me, that I love it myself. I love watching star NBA players. But man, good team basketball is so much fun to watch when it works.
Are you rooting for anybody here or no?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Indiana. I said I'm rooting for Indiana, and I picked Oklahoma City in 7.
Okay, and I said I was rooting for Indiana and hoping that they would win in 6.
So. Jerry's in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry.
Jerry!
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I just want to say, while you all are talking about the Indiana Pacers, this is exactly how we talked about the Cavs the first half of the season. We were talking about how they shared the ball,
yep,
how different people can score, and we're acting like it's something new. But they got away from it. And when they got away from it, that's when they started losing games. And you had two ball-dominant guards, and I'm not saying –
Why do you think they went away from it? I'll tell you, I think it's injury is what made them go away from it. But the guys felt like they'd carry the entire team on their back. Why do you think they went away from it?
I think that you're partially right. But I think sometimes when you have players that are known for scoring, they feel like they need to just take over games a lot of times. But I'm going to ask you a question I asked quite a while ago. Does Evan Mobley have to be the lead scorer to be the best player on the team or a superstar? My philosophy is, if Evan Mobley can score 20 points a game, if he can get you 12 rebounds a game, and he is one of the best defensive players in the game, then that can make him a superstar. Remember Dikembe Mutombo, who didn't score that much?
He was
the superstar.
Yeah, Dikembe. Yeah.
Mutombo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody just looks at the offensive end of the game. And remember, I know everybody thinks it was a foolish trade when Dallas traded Luka. But I tell you what, if Dallas could stay healthy, that would be a team that could dominate.
We'll see about that one, Jerry. Anthony Davis is a great player. He's rarely healthy. Kyrie's a great player. He's not always healthy. The one thing about Evan, you can pick up your scoring not a whole heck of a lot, and all of a sudden you're averaging 24 points a game. The guy doesn't even get 13 shots a game. And that's where, and it's a minor tweak. And Jerry's right. During the regular season, the Cavs shared the ball a lot, and a lot of different guys scored, and a lot of different guys shot. Just kind of adjust things a little bit. Give Evan about three or four more shots a game.
Yeah, they were still
serious. Get three more assists per game.
They didn't hit the injury bug till they really hit the playoffs last couple, like the last week before. It's not an excuse, but it's just
reality. Remember going into the playoffs, the one thing I said was, please don't revert to a ball dominant guard style of play.
They didn't listen to you, Jeff. They didn't listen to you. I can't believe it. Kenny, line one. Oh, never mind.
I would agree with you, though. They did revert to a ball dominant type of game.
Because I think guys felt like they had to carry the team on their back.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe. But yes. Like in the Miami series, you know, Donovan Mitchell, first two games, averaged 20 shots per game. That was more than he averaged in the regular season. And then against Indiana, he had 25 or more shots in four of the five games. That's a lot of shots. I don't care if guys are injured or not. It clearly puts the focus of the defense on one guy and one guy only. And there are other ways to win, as we're seeing right now. Kevin is in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin!
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Yeah, really exciting game last night. That was really fun to watch. So I got a comment, and I'm going to ask you guys a question. My comment is, isn't it amazing? Indiana is the surprise winner, but they've done it all the way through. And I'm going to build on Andy's comment. I am rooting for him because we lost to him. It's one of the reasons I am rooting
yes.
for him. I want to know my team gave their best, but guess what? It wasn't good enough. But then nobody's best was good enough, right? These are the eventual champions. We lost to the champions. It takes away that question of if somebody else beats them and we see what they did, then you always are going to ask yourself, could we have done what that other team did, right? But if no one beats them, well, the answer is no one had the answer to stop these guys. So we gave it our best. It wasn't good enough, but nobody's best was good enough. And that gives me solace knowing we played hard. We tried our best. We beat the eventual champions. Well, guess what? They're the champs. I mean, there's no embarrassment in my mind to losing to the champions because that's why they're the champions.
You know? They're not there yet.
No, not yet. Now, here's my question for you guys. If Indiana wins the championship, they hoist the trophy, right? Does Carlisle put himself into that upper echelon of coaches? Like, is he in the same breath as, like, Jackson, Kerr, you know, whatever you consider top, top coaches? Are you putting him in that category now if they win?
I'd say he's close to there already. And he would have, if they pull it off, he'll win championships with two different teams. How many guys can say that?
Very few.
That's right.
I'm with you, Jeff. I think he's almost already there. And if they win, I think he's up there with any coach you can mention as the best of the best. And I think, once again, he put on a coaching clinic last night. He even made OKC change their lineup. They put Hartenstein on the bench, basically, and went Wallace instead. I mean, that's just brilliance in my mind. And I think he's been underappreciated, and he's doing a phenomenal job with this team.
Kevin, thank you very much. I agree with you. I've always liked him as a coach. I think he's very good. And clearly has that team playing the style of basketball that he thinks will work for them. And remember, he won in Dallas with a different type of group. So good for him. I don't think there's any question he's one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Phil Jackson, Pat Riley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Multiple teams.
Robert's in Brecksville. Hey, Robert.
Hey. So even though the Pacers are responsible for eliminating the Cavs, as a Seattle Seahawks fan, I do not want to see the Sonics win a title in OKC. The only place they should ever win a title is in Seattle.
I thought that in the beginning of the series. Robert, I don't care how long ago it was. You're right. Seattle got their team ripped out of their city for them to Oklahoma City.
Baltimore.
I think is an underlying factor too. For me, it is. Robert, I'm totally with you, man. I still have, that the shakes from the Browns movement. So I get it, and I still feel bad. And Seattle deserves a basketball team.
I can't root for Sacramento there. Because I'm a Cincinnati Royals fan.
No one asked you, Jeff. This is me and Robert talking.
Listen, Jeff, if you have a Philadelphia Athletics jersey, you let me know. All right.
I love that. That's great, Robert.
Every time I see OKC, I think Seattle deserves a team. Sorry that I'm my age, but I do. I think that a lot of times. Can do that for the Dodgers and the Giants too, if you wanted to. I don't care. That's fine with me. I can understand how somebody in Brooklyn might not be happy about the Dodgers when they win. I get it. I respect them for that. I don't hate them for that. And if you want to be bitter about it, no problem. I'm not going to tell you to let it go because you should never have to let it go. I'm never going to let the Browns leave and go, ever. Ever, even if the Browns win a Super Bowl, I'm still never going
to
feel it.
It's nice to have a team back. The one thing you remember about Seattle and the Supersonics, two things happened there. Number one, they were purchased by folks from Oklahoma City.
Right.
And number two, they wanted a new facility and didn't get it. Funny how that always seems to rear its ugly head.
Did you ever wear a Yankee Center, their other one?
No. I was never in that building.
Kind of felt...
dingy and dumpy?
No, it wasn't dingy. It wasn't. It just wasn't up to speed compared to that. Like, the Coliseum was way better than that place. I'll tell you that. The Coliseum was way better than that place.
I don't doubt that at all. I wonder how teams, let's just say Indiana finishes this off, okay? And even if they don't, do teams try to emulate what they do? I think it would be easy to emulate what they do. But the NBA today, the way the NBA is played, the way the NBA is coached, the way the NBA is marketed, let's take a bigger picture than that. The way the NBA is marketed doesn't scream Indiana Pacers.
No, but I think the players have to buy into what the coach is saying. I mean, that full court pressure when they need to use that, the relentless was the word. But so players have to buy into what the coach
NBA
is saying.
In the NBA today, players don't buy into that style of basketball.
But if you see it wins you a championship, it might make you more money down the road. Maybe you might be more willing to listen.
Maybe. And Andy, that's a real valid point. Maybe. But I the NBA is all about pushing the superstars and making that, front and center the focus of everything that's going on. Oklahoma City is a similar team. They have a superstar, but they play a lot of guys. They have a lot of young guys. They also play as a team, but with a little different slant to it, with things focused around Shea. But pretty good team ball, pretty good defense.
This thing's probably going to go back to Indiana 1-1, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know.
I would feel good about that.
I don't know.
It depends. I just can't see Indiana having 19 turnovers again before the break. They're not going to. And if they play the game that you said, and again, remember they had 11 more assists than Oklahoma City did. And they, again, they didn't have the lead till the very last shot.
Well, and what does that scream? It means they're moving the basketball, they're moving bodies, they're getting shots, and they're spreading the ball around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than having somebody dominate the ball. That, unless you're Michael Jordan, unless you're LeBron James on a day when the jumper is falling, dominating the ball usually doesn't win you basketball games. It really doesn't. Not in this atmosphere of the playoffs. I mean, it's a lot easier to defend one guy who may or may not kick the ball out to somebody, move it, make the right pass, as it is to defend one guy who could shoot it or could make the right pass. You know, that's, and we've seen Halliburton do that time and time again. Again, dude was the hero last night. He's been the hero all the way along. He took 13 shots last night. That was it. It was fun to watch game two coming up on Sunday. And I'd say that's must-see TV. NBC has that. They'll have games next year so they can break out must-see TV and use that.
You tell them, Jeff. You tell them.
Browns fans, our team's going to take on Aaron Rodgers twice a year. At least in this upcoming season. What does that mean? And can you imagine, Mr. I'm in a dark room for a week, past the mushrooms, with Mike Tomlin? That's the deal right now. What's it mean for the Browns coming up on Baskin and Phelps?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.